Hello, guys. It's the 29th of September. This is our pre-show for the 29th of September, 2021. And we are here in South Florida. Jackie and I just got back from a dinner of mahi and shrimp tacos at the quarter deck and a couple of salads, one with balsamic vinegar, the other with ranch dressing, a glass of Chardonnay for Jackie, and yes, of course, a Mexican mule for me. It was then that we noticed that there was marlin fishing on a widescreen TV. I asked if they could turn that away from the hunting of marlin to some baseball, and they did. The very cool people at the quarterdeck there on, what street is that, honey? Pine Islands?
University.
The quarterdeck on University in Flamingoland, or what's the town?
That's Davie.
Davie? Yeah, in Davie. And we like hanging out in Davie because it reminds me of my days at WSHE with all the cow pastures, you know. Anyway, so then we flipped on the Marlin and Met game and watched
the... Than seeing the Marlins get caught.
It was better than watching Marlins get caught. Better than watching Marlins get caught? It was watching Marlins get beat by the New York Mets. All right. On a three-run home run at the end of the game that put it away for the New York Mets. Now, game two is on right now, but we're not watching it. We're feeding Kirby Boy because he's been laying around here all day waiting for us to get our sad human asses back so he could get some dinner. He's getting his dinner right now, and then we will most likely then, there and then, pour another drink and flip on the tube. Now, this is a Tuesday night. God knows what's on. We may watch some Grace and Frankie. We may watch some... This show, Midnight Mass. What do you think of that show, honey? We've started watching this thing, Midnight Mass, which is like
I haven't seen enough.
I don't get it, man. It's okay. It's about some. I think the priest there's a young priest that arrives in town. They were expecting another priest, but that other priest they're expecting, we think he's a vampire.
And he lives in a box.
That arrived at the same time the young priest did, and cats are turning up dead with their throats slit. Oh, yeah. Get a load of that. Cats. Feral cats that live on this island are turning up dead by the hundreds on the beach. So it's real gone. And the mayor of the town, whoever plays the mayor of the town, well, whoever plays the mayor of the town does a great job because he's a pain in the ass. I hate him. I hate him so very deeply. The hero of the episode looks to be a young man just back from prison for a drunk driving rap that put him in prison for 4 years on a manslaughter charge. He killed his girlfriend in this drunk driving accident in what looks to be New York City. He seems to be the protagonist of the piece, is very confused, is despondent and dejected and depressed, and has arrived in his hometown, this little island community of 120 people. And what have they got? They've got a priest. They got something coming out of a box and eating the throats of cats. You can tell I'm very enthusiastic about this plot.
I can't wait.
Yeah, can't wait. Can't wait to see how this goddamn thing turns out. It's called Midnight Mass. It's on Netflix, and we're going to check it out tonight. Anyway, love you. Stay tuned for today's PhilCast podcast netcast over the world-famous PhilHenryShow.com platform. Peace out.